talk, but I promise I'm not going to be long. How's that work? Is that better? Rejoice. Yeah. Woo. All right. Well, thank you for the blessing of your presence here with us tonight. It's a true gift to be together. And I want to read from Luke 2:7. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Now, for some of us, when we hear those words, maybe there's a sense of nostalgia. Maybe we're brought back to Christmas's past and hearing this story, as a lot of family traditions include these words, maybe at family gatherings or coming together at a church service. But there's this warm kind of feeling that's stirred, I think, often when we hear these words that are repeated often at this time. A few weeks ago, I came across a picture of my grandpa. And I was thinking, this is the first Christmas season that I've ever had where I don't have any grandparents left on the earth. And go back to that one. My son's in the booth. No. Stay with that one. I don't know. I know that's kind of a grainy picture. But as I was looking at these pictures of my grandpa, and he was probably reading those words that we just read, and there's this look of joy on his face. And it brought me back to those times of gathering around in the living room, my family just crammed together, and I was thinking about what my face might have looked like, and that's the next picture. Now there's young me. If you can see that, I chose this one because I'm the older one and I don't look quite as grumpy, but my younger brother does. So I just wanted to zing him a little bit in case he sees this. But I was thinking a lot of times, probably during those moments that now look back nostalgically, there were lots of times where maybe I was grumpy, and maybe it was because it was like 95 degrees in my grandparents' living room, and so we were all like, oh, we were hot and tired. But thinking about that, and I was thinking, if I could go back and talk to my younger self, I would say sometimes maybe be a little bit less grumpy about some of these setbacks. Maybe take in some of these ordinary moments where some adult is reading these boring, kind of boringish words. Maybe take those moments in and savor them, enjoy them. I was thinking about Christmas's past and the great story of Christmas Carol, because I just love the way that it's presented, where sometimes there are these ghosts of Christmas past that can haunt us. Maybe we go back and we have some regrets, or maybe we have these bittersweet memories, and they're bittersweet because they're sweet and we miss some of those who were included in those memories. Or maybe we have fears about the ghosts of Christmas future and how they're going to haunt us. Maybe we're worried about inflation and what's going to happen in the future. And these ghosts can really get to us. 700 years plus before Jesus was born, a prophet named Isaiah prophesied his birth in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. And I don't think it's a stretch. Maybe we could add God with us in the present. God with us right now. The ghost of Christmas present is here, the Holy Ghost. He's Emmanuel, God with us. And I'm thinking about how so oftentimes, maybe if we could go back and talk to our younger selves, or we get caught up in these moments, we would go back and tell our younger selves not to miss the miracle of the moment, because there's a gift in the present. The present can be this great gift that we can miss due to all the different things that are going on. I know I got caught up in it just yesterday. We had a family event and our pipes froze, right? And I was like, I already was thinking of these words, fortunately, and thinking about how all the stresses of Christmas present can get up. And when your pipes are frozen, you don't have water, and you don't know if you're going to be able to fix it or not, and it's Christmas and expensive to get a plumber or whatever, it can be so stressful that you can just lose the moment, and it can be a real miserable experience that can affect the future, too. And I know that there were times when I was dealing with the frozen pipe thinking, Christmas is ruined, you know, like, all this stuff's bad, you know, it's a bad start. And as we were dealing with our frozen pipes, my thought came for when the first Christmas where Jenny was pregnant and about to give birth to our firstborn. And we had this very generous Christmas gift, and it was the first time we lived in a house, but this very generous Christmas gift of a dishwasher. And on Christmas Eve, we decided it didn't quite work, so we decided to take it back. And as we took it back to the store, we got on the highway, and it blew out of the back of our truck. And one of the things that I can say for that Christmas Eve, all was silent. It was a silent night, right? But all wasn't calm, and all wasn't bright as we watched that expensive dishwasher just get smashed. And I think back about just how that ruined or could have ruined more, but these things, these challenges that happen, and sometimes they can make us miss the miracle of the moment, the beautiful things that are happening at Christmas. And the TV show The Office, it ends with all the people who work at the office called Dunder Mifflin, a paper company, get back together to have a reunion. And then they decide to go back to their mundane office place where they spent so much time and lazy days, all kinds of crazy things and boring things. But it made them a little bit nostalgic. And as they were reliving their times together of the past, one of the characters named Andy Bernard says, "You know, I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them. I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days before you actually left them." And I had no idea when I was 8 and when I was 12 and when I was 27, right, and when I was 44, the good old days. Well, fortunately, Mary did know she was in the good old days. She did find a way. And I love that part of maybe why God chose her. It shows how remarkable she was. And thinking about Mary and who she was, Pastor Emily read the Advent reading at the beginning of the service with teenage girls, girls who were either a junior or senior in high school. They were probably about Mary. Mary was probably about their age. She could have been a little bit younger. And thinking about all that was going on with Mary, and Luke makes this fascinating observation about Mary, Luke 2:19. But, and that's the right word, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary could have gotten caught up in a lot of the chaotic things that were happening in her life. Her life had been upended more than just losing a dishwasher or having some pipes frozen or whatever it is. Mary's life was so full of uncertainties and problems. It was hectic for her. But Mary treasured up these things. But Mary didn't miss the gift of the present. Powerful to think about how Mary was able to do that. In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, the main character, George Bailey, is having the worst day of his life, and it's Christmas Eve. And it's a day where just things are going wrong, and he feels it, and it gets so bad for him that he contemplates suicide. And fortunately for him, he's given a great gift. He gets to see what life would be like if he would have never been born. And as the angel Clarence shows him his life, he comes to this realization, and Clarence says it like this: "You see, George, you really did have a wonderful life. You really did." And it's there that George wants to live again. And he sees the miracle of the present, struggles and all, hardships and all, and he sees the power of living with all the challenges, the wonderful life in the present. With all the stresses of that first Christmas, again, Mary could have very easily missed that she was living in the good old days. Here we are 2,000 years later still talking about it, and we're impacted by it. But Mary didn't miss it. Young Mary did what I would tell young Daniel and middle-aged Daniel to do. She treasured all these things in her heart. So this Christmas, whether you're haunted by the ghosts of Christmas past or scared of the ghosts of Christmas future, may you savor the moments of heavenly peace where all is calm or all is bright. May you see that God is Emmanuel. He is with us in the present right now. May the peace of Christ be with you. Here we go to the end, the highlight. This is where we sing that classic Christmas song. I'm going to start by lighting a candle, and we're just going to keep passing the light to the people around us.